With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. We've turned off the money spigot. The words of Deputy HHS Secretary Jim O'Neill announcing that all child care payments to Minnesota have been frozen. The action comes amid allegations of fraud on a massive scale. Assistant HHS Secretary Alex Adams.
My office, ACF, provides Minnesota $185 million in child care funds each year. That money should be helping 19,000 American children, including toddlers and infants. Any dollar stolen by fraudsters is stolen from those children.
HHS is demanding detailed information from Minnesota Governor Tim Walz about child care centers that receive federal money. That includes attendance records and licenses, complaints, investigations, and inspections. Amid the heavy snow and ice and the fierce winds that have buffeted the Great Lakes and the Northeast, now bone-chilling cold is settling in for a spell.
The northeastern quarter of the country will primarily be the focus for the coldest air as we go through the rest of the week. This will include New Year's Day and also the first couple of days of the new year.
Andrew Orison at the National Weather Service says you'd best bundle up if you'll be heading out to celebrate the new year. More than a million people may turn out in New York tonight to watch the world-famous Times Square ball drop. Security surrounding celebrations in New Orleans will include hundreds of National Guard troops deployed to help police keep people safe. Three hikers have been found dead on Southern California's Mount Baldy. Authorities say that one of them, a 19-year-old man, had fallen about 500 feet. The Kennedy Center is ending the year with a new round of artists canceling scheduled performances after President Trump's name was added to the iconic cultural center. The institution's president suggests the performers are engaging in political theater. This is SRN News. The global center of Christianity has shifted.
In reviewing its biggest findings of 2025, the Pew Research Center highlights the release of a survey in June that demonstrates the largest concentration of Christians is now in sub-Saharan Africa. 31% of the Christians in the world live somewhere in Africa, with Europe, once the leader, now in second place at 22%. Part of the reason for the shift is that African Christians are having large families, while those in Europe and North America are not. Michael Harrington reporting.
President Trump will receive the Israel Prize. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu says the honor will be awarded in the new year, the first time it's ever gone to a foreign leader. In a posting on X, the Israeli government says this is a historic decision that expresses recognition of President Trump's extraordinary contribution and lasting impact on the Jewish people in Israel and around the world. The president has been a staunch defender of Israel through thick and thin. This is SRN News. Well, the heavens will put on quite a show as the new year gets underway.
The year's first supermoon and meteor shower will compete for dominance in January skies. The quadranted meteor shower peaks Friday night into Saturday morning, but fewer than 10 meteors will be visible per hour due to light from Saturday's supermoon. To spot the quadranteds, venture out in the early evening away from city lights and glimpse the fireballs before the moon crashes the party. Wait for your eyes to get used to the darkness and don't look at your phone. Saturday's supermoon ends a four-month streak that started in October. There won't be another until the end of 2026. Keith Peters, Washington.
Bulgaria formally adopts the euro on New Year's Day. The East European nation, population 6.4 million, becomes the 21st country to use the euro, abandoning its own currency, the value of which was tied to the euro back in 1999 anyway. More details, SRNnews.com.